Welcome back to MetaMinds, where we empower ambitious and time-poor people to live their dream life. And today we are talking about the $50 million skill. So what is the $50 million skill? Well, it's making people feel something. So Leonardo DiCaprio made $50 million for the movie Inception. Now, if you really think about that, he spent, a couple of months on set acting, okay? And the movie was, 2.5 hours long, or Inception's case, 15 hours long, okay? So the idea is that, you go to a movie theater, you see Inception or whatever your favorite movie is, and during the movie, you're engrossed in the story and the characters are making you feel something. That is why Leonardo DiCaprio got paid $50 million, which is more than anybody could dream about. You know, if I got $50 million, definitely wouldn't be doing this podcast with you, man. I'd be chilling on a yacht, okay? So no, I probably would be, guys. Honestly, keep listening, subscribe. Basically, we're going to dive into how you can actually master that skill and how we've kind of really tried to hone this skill in our own lives. And we have three main practical tips for you. So stay tuned.
Thank you for that, mate. So you've dropped them on me just before. The first one is physicality, right? The way that you...
No, so sorry, guys, this is more of my kind of theory. And sometimes it's more of Dan's theory, sometimes it's more of my theory. I'm the filmmaker here, so I'm more obsessed with storytelling. Right. So the first one is storytelling, right? And so, we'll get into the other ones as well. But essentially, when you're watching this movie, it's about story. And if you think about it, essentially, we've had story ingrained into our culture, into our through generations of time, hundreds and thousands of years through story. Native people writing cave paintings on walls and things like that. If you notice when you're listening to a podcast or an audiobook or anything, your brain always just focuses in on a story. And so if you can hone the skill of storytelling, rather than oh yeah, Dan, the other day I saw Cynthia, hey, it was sick. And you'd be like, yeah, sick. I was like, hey, Dan, dude, I walked out of my house, right? And I got into my car and I drove around just like any other day, right? And then I drove past and you'll never guess who I saw, right? Which one of those is more, I was almost hanging off the tip of my tongue. It's like, dude, I saw Cynthia, bro.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, no way, what happened? You're engrossed in that story. So you don't have to tell a 2-hour long Inception story to people, But if you can embrace this storytelling element, which is going to make people feel something, on your day-to-day basis, literally like I just did there, can be short stories about your day. When you're catching up with a friend, say, how are you, man? Yeah, pretty good. Works okay. What's up? Just dive straight into a story. It's really hard to do because you have to be aware of it, and you have to kind of really hone the skill and try and actually practice and integrate it. But you're going to get people hanging off your every word and they're going to feel something. So now we can dive into the second one, which you nailed.
Physicality.
Right.
Which is the way that you present yourself, right? Everything from your nonverbals to your tone, to the way that you are actually outwardly projecting yourself. So instead of sitting there going, so the other day I got out of the car and I did this. It's like, so the other day I got out of the car. It's like all in your movement, all in the tone, all in the intentional pauses, everything. And that's such a powerful thing for anything. And to kind of link it in with that storytelling, which you alluded to there, it's the idea that as humans, that's how we make meaning through stories. And, within the counseling framework, we have narrative therapy, which is the idea of telling your narrative and understanding your story and then reframing that narrative to a more dream life kind of focused narrative for yourself. And within that, if you've got to also, you've got to tell yourself that you believe what you're saying as well. So through your physicality, that shows that what you're saying is actually something you feel. So if you're telling a story that's very minimal and, very boring, your body's going to kind of replicate that. You're going to be sitting there going, yeah, so this is what happened the other day. But if you actually embody that story as something you genuinely care about and you want to express that to someone, it comes across in the physicality that you're putting out there.
Absolutely. And you can use this one in even when you're not telling stories, right? Just when you're generally interacting with people. And again, this is a skill that you can hone, right? And that it reaps huge benefits, which we'll talk about at the end. But basically, yeah, just when you're having normal conversations with people. If you're watching the podcast right now, you can see that we're actually doing these things. And as we say, we were both relatively introverted, not super confident kids, And so we wouldn't walk around and be like, hey man, how are you? Right. This is learned. Okay. And so that should prove to you that anybody can learn this as well, because you might have this limiting belief where you're like, I'm a shy person and I could never do that. And we thought that way once as well, you know, but we eventually kind of crushed through that limiting belief by trial and error and trying to develop ourselves. And, you know, if you are an aspirational person and you are very time poor, like you'll, you know, identify with trying to improve yourself in these ways as well. So number three is,
oh, sorry, did just you to jump in on that, like one thing that really stood out to me before you jumped to the third point is just a simple interaction. Like when you go to get a coffee, you know, a lot of the time it's like, yeah, I'll just grab that and you walk off. You can actually change that person's day by literally going, how are you today? And actually just engaging in a lovely conversation with anyone at any shopping center. And that's something that you and I have spoken about, how we'll watch other people interact and go, yeah, I'll just grab this, and they'll look away. And the person clearly doesn't feel that connection. Just changing that slightly, you can actually impact someone's day. Seems like such a small thing, but you can make someone's day significantly better.
Challenge your social conventions. But generally, even if you were doing it just for a selfish, you know, if you didn't want to go in and make that barista's day, like if you just wanted to go in and practice your physicality, that's also a great opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, if you can, if you want to, if you're after Synergy, one of those seven habits of highly effective people by Stephen Covey, you could go in with the intention of changing that person's day and practicing the skill, you know, that's what we do here, you know. So the third one is energy. Now, again, so look, if you're storytelling, and you're practicing your physicality and, you know, how you're coming across, you're excited, you're passionate about what you're talking about, but you also walk in the room with a particular energy. And this is almost a different skill entirely, because you have to practice basically being comfortable with yourself. That's like knowing who you are, being okay with who you are. And, you know, that energy will radiate. Even whether you know people in the room or you don't know people in the room, you just walk into a room and you're just there, you know, you're present, you're attentive because you're already doing meditating, as we spoke about in the last episode, right? And then all of a sudden, boom, you're like, guys, check this out. You know, I'm about to tell you this amazing story. And that's another one. Let's throw in a fourth one here is pre-framing, which is basically setting up what you're about to say. You know, so it's, which is what I just said there, instead of being like, so the other day, this, like, that's cool, but it's not a huge hook. But if you're like, guys, you will never guess what happened to me the other day. They'll be like, tell me, you know? That's pre-framing. That's a fourth one. But yeah, so your energy, really, that's just going to reflect. People are going to feel your energy when you walk into a room. If you are who you are, you're comfortable with who you are, then you combine that with this physicality, and then you tell stories as well. You are going to make people feel something. So to zoom out, let's talk about some of the benefits of that right now. If you are an aspirational person, what's the word that we use? Ambitious. If you're an ambitious person, you have a lot of creative projects, you're working on a business, you're working on, you know, bettering your personal relationships, your love interests, like any of these, you know, you want to like make your dog like you a little bit more, okay? you know, if you can make people feel something through these four techniques, essentially, that's going to have huge impacts on your life, both financially, personally, you know, because people are going to be more interested in you. People are going to like you more. Your energy is going to radiate. They're going to talk about you in a positive way more. What else?
Well, not to mention, like, you on a personal level are going to feel a lot more comfortable in yourself. You're going to actually be able to communicate how you're feeling, and the stories that you're expressing are coming across in a very natural, ambitious kind of way, where you are clearly feeling what you're saying and you're communicating that. It's not fake. It's something that you're actually embodying in everyday life. So I think it's, yeah, major in every aspect.
And the other element to it actually is that, you know, because your perception of yourself is actually based on your perception of other people's perception of yourself. So basically, how you see people physically react to how you are is how your perception of self is, which is a bit of, you know, mindfuck, but that's how it actually is. It's been proven.
It's that mirror.
Yeah.
You see yourself in others.
Yeah. So basically, even if you're faking it till you make it, if you are practicing these things and you walk into a room and you have that passion, you're going to see people light up. And so you're going to see people react to you in a positive way, which is in turn going to have this cycle of like you're reinforcing your own positive identity of yourself. You're going to become more confident. You're going to do this more often. That even if you have to put it on a little bit at the start, it's just going to reap huge rewards for you guys. So that is the $50 million skill. Hopefully you've gotten a lot of value out of this, or, you know, maybe you've thought about this idea before, but hopefully we've been able to reframe it in a particular way for you. And yeah, let us know if you have a crack at this, because we've been trying to do this for a while as well. And one last thing I want to hit on is that it's like, it can be easy to think that maybe that you're doing this in a manipulative way. But again, if you're doing it in a way where you're trying to be generous for other people and you don't have this hidden agenda for yourself, like people will be able to smell that out, you know, to make sure you're doing it from a genuine place. You're really trying to do a positive thing for the world rather than you're doing this happy thing, because we've all seen that person that's like been, oh, they're really nice. And then you're like, oh, wait, no, they're just, you know, they're just doing it to get their way. Like, let's not be that. That's not what we're about here. So hopefully you got some value out of this. Really appreciate, you know what I'm saying. Appreciate you guys listening. So we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for getting better.